Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." But Jesus said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. The readings today are all about the difference between God's ways and our ways. Both Hezekiah in the first reading and the disciples in the Gospel are recipients of God's mercy. And mercy is so different from the obedience that is typically expected. I spend a lot of my time in Wisconsin state prisons, where the system is rule-based. That is, guards do not carry weapons of any kind, but the rules of the system require obedience, and there are consequences when someone does not obey. Whether guards or other prisoners or the Pharisees in today's gospel, there is always someone watching to see if another is being obedient. The vow that we take as Dominicans is a vow of obedience, but what we remember in taking that vow is God's mercy. As a matter of fact, there is part of the ritual of profession that every Dominican remembers. In answer to the question, "What do you ask?" the response is, "The mercy of God and yours." In other words, what we ask for is the gift of awareness. The gift of being awake and aware of those times when God knows what our needs are, regardless of what otherwise might be expected. I think about myself in this season of my life. After being a teacher, an administrator, and a spiritual director for many years, I have finally found my way to prison, and I'm grateful. Of course, I get to go home every day. That's true. But each time I go behind the walls, I am reminded of God's mercy. The men and women I encounter there are invisible, voiceless, and expected to be obedient to the rules. And this goes for both prisoners and guards. There's always someone on a higher level of this patriarchal system watching. By being awake and aware, I also choose to be responsible for what I see and hear. I encounter the human face of God among these souls, men and women who have grown accustomed to being unloved. Too often, they no longer know what it is to smile or to have somebody else smile at them or recognize the gift that they are. Encountering the human face of God in this way is what it means to be a contemplative. Mother Teresa was not a Dominican, but she said, "Be kind and merciful. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier." The responsorial today also says about God's mercy, "You saved my life. I shall not die." I feel as though God has saved my life because I found my way to prison. It's not someplace I ever imagined I would be as a Dominican, yet it's a place where I am called to practice every day the mercy of God.